Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Joe Beck with the five things you need to know for Thursday, December 21st. President Joe Biden says the U.S. is still deciding whether to support a call for a tax in Gaza to stop, to allow humanitarian aid to get in. The UN Security Council is negotiating a resolution calling for a ceasefire, but it'll need the U.S. to vote it through or to abstain from voting for it to pass. Take a listen to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We don't support a permanent ceasefire at this time. It would simply validate what Hamas did on the 7th of October. It would leave them in power in Gaza, which is unacceptable to us and to our Israeli friends. And of course, it would give them a much longer timeline to prepare and plan additional attacks.
This comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called out other countries for not demanding that Hamas surrender or stop, quote, hiding behind civilians.
This is over tomorrow if Hamas does that. This would have been over a month ago.
The relationship between Israel and the U.S. appears to be straining, with American officials putting pressure on the Israeli government to do more to protect civilians in Gaza and move into a more targeted phase of the war. The Hamas-controlled health ministry in Gaza says nearly 20,000 people have been killed there since the start of the war. Six wrongfully detained Americans held in Venezuela arrived back in the U.S. last night after the two countries agreed on a prisoner swap. Two of them, Savoy Wright and Avin Hernandez, talked about their detention and how they felt while in prison.
It's really scary to be in a place where you're used to having freedoms and you're locked into a cell, sometimes with four other people, a very tiny cell, and to realize, am I ever going to get out of this? Am I ever going to make it home?
There's no way to understand what it's like to be in prison unjustly and not have any way out. It's been a long time coming. It was probably the most difficult thing I've ever been through.
The deal included the extradition of Leonard Francis, a former military contractor known as Fat Leonard, who orchestrated the largest corruption scandal in U.S. Navy history. In exchange, the U.S. granted clemency to Alex Saab, an alleged financier to Venezuela's president, who was awaiting trial for money laundering in the U.S. If you're traveling home for the holidays today, you're not alone. It's expected to be the busiest day pre-Christmas, with the TSA expecting a 6% bump in the number of people flying. But for people in California, the weather is causing problems. More than 25 million people are under a flood threat in the south of the state, where rainfall of 2 to 4 inches has been reported in the last 24 hours. And later, they could reach 10 inches in parts of LA. Also in California, a judge has halted a state law that would have banned people from carrying a concealed firearm in certain public places. It was one of a series of gun control measures signed by the state's governor in September, and would have stopped concealed carry in places of worship, public libraries, amusement parks, zoos, and sporting events. But the judge says the rule would, quote, unconstitutionally deprive license holders of their rights to carry a handgun. The state's attorney general says they plan to appeal. Coming up, migrants are being flown to Chicago.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has started flying migrants to Chicago. That's according to his press secretary, who says the first flight took off from El Paso with 120 passengers on Tuesday, including children. Chicago has passed a law preventing bus drop-offs without a permit, so Abbott posted on X that the state's border crackdown will now include flights to Chicago. This comes as Abbott passed a new law that makes entering Texas illegally a state crime, and officials told CNN that the border is near, quote, breaking point. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.